Myself.
No, because your mic isn't on.
Hold on. Welcome to another episode of Doopie Time.
I love Doopie Time. This is my favorite WMFO show.
No way.
And it should be yours too.
This is DJ River and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm here with...
DJ Grace, live on the air. That was really good.
Thank you. Yeah.
We've got some tunes for you tonight.
We've got some tunes for you here on Doopie Time.
They're specially curated.
Specially curated. Just songs that we've been listening to this week.
Yeah. Ooh, we're gonna have fun. This is gonna be a good hour, guys.
Yeah. Do you wanna plug in your laptop and then we can use this one for soundboard purposes?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you wanna So up first, we have one of my songs. It's a song, I don't know how I found this song, but I've been listening to it a lot this past week. It's called One Evening, and it's by Feist. Oh, and right now you're listening to Sunday Kitchen by Yuzhan and Big Yuki.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
I hope that my Spotify cooperates here.
Yeah.
Ready?
Hold on, let me cue it on Spinatron. Really, alright, go for it. Yeah. Alright, you're listening to One Evening by Feist, right now, on Doopie Time, with me, DJ River, and DJ Grace.
Stop and see you. That's something you said. The timing was right. The pleasure was mine. The time and the place. The look on your face. Sincerest of eyes. If you're ready or not, the state of our hearts. There's no time to take. The day till it became ours. The cab is outside. There's no time to take. When we parted, moving on, and believing it could begin and end in one
Hi, we're back.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that last one. That was I Don't Want to Be Me by Type O Negative off their 2003 album, Life is Killing Me.
How'd you find this track, Grace?
How did I find this track? I think it's one of those things that was recommended to me on Spotify. That or actually, okay, recently, and let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this.
Listening.
My Instagram reels, I scroll through my Instagram reels for hours and they've started recommending me like goth bands.
You know, it's funny you say that because like I just got served a video on my Instagram reels about shoegaze bands, and
oh my god,
it was two of them I already had songs from, so I felt very, you know, intellectually superior.
Yeah,
in that
some
moment.
Of the goth bands, but I was like, ooh, I feel good right now.
Yeah,
I know who those people are.
Yeah, but the other two songs I added because I was like, oh, this guy must have good taste if he's, you know, listening to songs that I'm listening to as well. Before I Don't Want to Be Me, you're listening to Chariot by Beethoven from their newest album, Waters Here in You, which I've been listening to quite a bit as of recently. I bought groceries while I was listening to this album. It's a great grocery shopping album. And also just a good album in general. And then before that was Don't Believe a Word by Thin Lizzy.
Off Johnny the Fox, 1976. Mm-hmm. Do you know Thin Lizzy is Irish? Mm-hmm. I just found that out the other day.
No way.
Yeah. You know what else? Wait, speaking of grocery shopping music, one of my professors is really, really into music, and he recommended me this crazy, like, goodness, what is that city called? This Detroit house album.
Oh.
That has, like... Why is Eric Rosenberg in art history, like, really into the Detroit house scene? I really couldn't tell you. But he recommended this wonderful album that I've been listening to when I go grocery shopping. It's been life-changing.
What's the album called?
Let me see if I can
Let's shout it out real quick.
Shout it out real quick. Okay, wait. Give me a second to find my... I took a screenshot of it. Let me find it in my screenshots album. Well, yes.
Well, yes. Well, sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
While Grace is looking, the next song that we're about to play is a song actually recommended to be by Mariana. Shout out Mariana. Her show was earlier today at 5 p.m. And this song is called Le Da Igual. It's by a Puerto Rican reggae band called, by goes by the name of Cultura Profética.
So good. I'm so excited.
I've been listening to this song nonstop. It's such a vibe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That is delightful.
Yeah.
Why can I not find this song?
All right. We'll look for it off the air.
It'll be back by the time we're
but
on
for now.
Next. And for now, here we go.
See you guys.
De algunos que no ven alternativas para sobrevivir. Y en la suya vive el insensible, siempre que su logo hay algo imprescindible. Y es que para un cerdo es físicamente imposible alzar el cuello hasta ver el cielo. Le da igual, desde su oficina le da igual tu calidad de vida. Igual, desde lo alto todo le da igual y nada cambia porque le da igual. Tiene la llave pero le da igual, si no le afecta claro le da igual, desde su lodo todo le da igual. La verdad, en circunstancias que obligan a huir, a emigrar. Malvive mi herencia y le da igual, desde su oficina le da igual, tu calidad de vida le da igual, desde lo alto todo le da igual, y nada cambia porque le da igual, tiene la llave pero le da igual, si no le afecta claro le da igual, desde su lodo todo le da igual. La verdad.
a song which we're very happy is a hit for us in England. We hope you like it. It's called Island of Dreams.
You just got done listening to Island of Dreams by the Springfields.
What'd you do, pee your pants?
That's Dusty Springfield's band, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's Dusty Springfield's band. That one was really good. That one, as you can tell from the label, I found on the Asteroid City.
Love. I actually did not know that. Well, it's labeled that way on my computer.
On the Spotify.
But
yeah, no,
on Spinatron, it is not.
I love that soundtrack. It's all bangers, okay? All bangers. Wes Anderson pulled some things
out
of the backwoods.
Wes Anderson does not. I don't think. Yes. No, I think he gets enough credit for being like the crate digger that he is. But
yeah.
Like. He really knows.
He's out there. He's digging through the crates.
He knows what songs go with which moments. Yay, yay, yay. I didn't mean to play that. One of these has got to be. Okay.
One of these has to be applicable.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah.
That's me right now.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking of passing out, I guess. That
yeah.
sounds like a passing out sound. I pass out when I'm low on blood iron.
Oh.
But thank God, because boy, do we have a sponsor for you.
Can I
do this?
Yeah. Go. Today's episode is sponsored by
the American Red Cross. The need for blood is constant. You're single. Blood wow really called you out, River. You're a single blood donation.
How dare you? That's
to the American
crazy.
Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Congratulations.
Would they even let me donate?
Oh, probably not. They wouldn't let me donate either because I've had a tattoo given outside of the country. Yeah. Be a hero. Donate blood.
Sorry.
Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither of us can donate blood, which is not good for us, but great for you because it means they have an even more pressing need to get you to donate blood.
Right. Do it so we on our behalf.
Yeah, they literally won't let me, which is probably good because I would pass out if somebody started pulling blood from me.
I don't like needles.
I'm not a fan of veins, really. Not a veins fan.
Wait, before Island of Dreams, we should talk about what we were listening to before that. Nilo Ferjana's new single, Like I Say, I Run Away. I mean, it's just so good. The tone of that guitar.
Yeah, that was
chorus,
that was really special.
Fuzzed out.
That was
bliss.
Really special.
And then before that, Fall Out Boy's Bishop's Knife Trick.
Bishop's Knife
who,
Trick.
Who, you know, Finn had a lot to say about.
Yeah, Finn.
Finn, what's good?
What's good,
now back
Finn?
To
say it to my face. Yeah. No, I think that, first of all, that album is actually really good. And that's my favorite track off the album.
Nice.
Oh, wait. Shout out to the album that we were talking about before.
Oh, my gosh.
Last 30 seconds. So that album, the Detroit thing, is called Homelands. Mm. And it's by Juan Atkins and a couple other people.
Yeah.
And that is great grocery shopping music. Anyway, please enjoy Karma Police by Pierce the Veil.
It's a cover.
It's a cover
triple,
by Radiohead.
Is it the triple A?
Radiohead cover.
Was that first played on, you know, it's... I'll talk to you off the air. Okay, let's
groove,
tune
baby.
Let's tune in to some Pierce the Veil doing Radiohead right now.
Lost myself. You for a Bleeding drop.
We have the two songs fading.
Correct. I wish I had a sound bite that was the one that's like, that is correct, shorty.
That is correct.
All right, you just got done listening to Bruce Willis by Don Braca. Would you mind turning down the music a little?
Yes.
Thank you.
You just got doopied.
No, this is what it sounds like when you get doopied.
Being doopied is epic.
Mm-hmm. Wait, tell me about Bruce Willis by Don Braca.
Okay, Don Braca.
Which is the last song you just heard.
Yeah, okay. Bruce Willis by Don Braca is probably the seventh or eighth song on their 2021 album, Amazing Things. That's their most recent album. They're an English band, and Bruce Willis is a song that makes you feel like you want to fight a shark.
Yeah, I think that's a great description for it. It sounds like this. That's yeah, what it sounds
that's,
like.
That's
it
sounds, what that whole album sounds like, actually. Yeah. The whole album is like that.
Full it sounds like...
Oh, make me over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get into it.
Before that, you're listening to You Freed Yourself by Dusty Trails.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I've been listening to this one playlist on loop basically while I was writing my thesis. Well, I was listening to two playlists really. One of them was a liquid drum and bass playlist, which is
really fun. Yeah. Yeah,
that got me through my all-nighters.
Absolutely.
And then the other playlist was it's called a CB2 in 2004, which I guess is like a furniture store, but it's just this playlist of like very like kind of like 2000s like new agey down tempo kind of like indie pop sort of like early Coldplay is on this playlist.
Wow.
Like
not
and
just
also just like a no from the Brothers and Sisters EP.
Whoa.
Like it's that deep. It is that deep. Actually the early Coldplay is my favorite Coldplay. Can I say that? Can I go on air
and say
on
that
the record say
early
that
Coldplay is your favorite Coldplay?
Parachutes.
I'm gonna trust you.
Sparks. Yellow.
And I'll say it. This is my turn to go on air and say I always preferred One Republic to Coldplay.
You need to leave. This show is over. We're wrapping up here. It's time to go.
All the buttons.
That's crazy what you just said.
I will not deny my truth any longer. The look River is giving me right now is...
You think Counting Stars...
No.
...is better...
No.
Then Coldplay.
Well, yes. Yeah.
No. Well, no. That's crazy.
And you're going to defend Coldplay?
Yes. Yellow is a seminal text. Yellow by Coldplay is a seminal text.
Okay.
A Rush of Blood to the Head. Name five One Republic songs.
I don't know them.
Name five One Republic songs.
You gatekeeping One Republic right now?
Yes. Because these claims that you're making need to be substantiated. And
oh, no. They're not.
So we're just going in circles, really.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know either of them that well.
What'd you do, pee your pants?
No, finish that one.
What'd you do, pee your pants?
Is that song over?
Yes.
Okay, this is DJ River, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope you guys have had a very doopy time, because I know I have. And Grace, you can pause it, please.
I would say I've had a doopy time.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, can you pause the music? I'm not ready to play it yet.
Okay.
I wanted to give it a little intro. Ignore what you just heard. It's okay. Yeah. You are about to listen to a K-pop song by the name of Yo-Yo by Reseen. They're fairly new on the K-pop scene, but I have faith in where they're going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a lane?
A lane?
A favorite idol in the dance?
No, I don't know them that well. I don't know them enough to have a bias.
A bias. Oh my god. I was so close.
What's a lane? A lane?
A lane is like the bias but for like
cars.
2000s pop punk bands.
Oh, interesting. Wait, is this term?